Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll not only learn something new in this podcast, but also find yourself challenged and inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back from getting your work to work. It doesn't matter who I talk to or how long they've been at this creative life, the conversation inevitably comes around to the question, how do I do what is right? On the surface, it's a good and internet searchable question. You can find an unlimited number of blog posts, articles, opinions, and books for every possible subject with actionable answers and, best of all, proof. But I don't think that's really what we're asking for when we utter the question. Instead, I think it's the expression of a belief that in order to be truly accepted by others, we must be perfect. On top of that, we believe that the only way our work will be valid to an audience and commercially viable is if it's without fault. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore the tension between perfection and imperfection, boring and interesting. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/380. All right, let's get into it. My recent obsession on Masterclass is Malcolm Gladwell teaching about writing. And during one of the early lessons, he made a comment about perfection and how it makes work boring. He's talking about the need to perfectly wrap up stories and how oftentimes just leaving them unresolved makes them more interesting. And the two words I absolutely remember that he said that sent me down a path of introspection were these two words, interesting and imperfect. I have a long relationship with perfectionism. It's my not-so-secret lover that's been with me since I was a child. For over 35 years, I firmly believed that if I was perfect, people would love me. I firmly believed that if I was perfect, I could change time. I could not only change the past, but I could affect the future for my benefit. And as a creative entrepreneur, that relationship fit perfectly, for lack of a better word. If I did everything exactly right, was a perfect example of who people wanted me to be, then victory. What I've come to realize, and I'm sure smarter people than me have realized this long before I got here, but perfectionism isn't really about us, but how we perceive ourselves through the eyes of other people. It's about time travel into the past and into the future. And really, perfectionism is about forsaking the present moment. As I mentioned in the opener, I hear glimpses of perfectionism almost daily in the form of the question, what is the right way to do this? I ask this as much as anyone else does. And in asking this question, what we're really asking for is the understanding that whatever the creative pursuit is, there's a right way to do it. There's a right search to be found. There's a right expression of our creativity that leads to the most money made, the most clicks, the most likes, the most moments of validation. And what's interesting about the question, what is the right way to do this, is that it's as if a quick search on the internet could replace things like intuition, freak moments of chance, human connection, and an infinite array of variables, of many we have no control over. As I wrestle with this question, what is the right way to do this? I get back to the answer that the right way is whatever gets the job done so that you can not only free your mind, but learn the lessons you need to learn and move on to the next thing, maybe without hating yourself. I think oftentimes when we are concerned with the right way, We are more interested in ensuring that other people will get us, that in the expression of our perfection, we will be adored, worshipped, and in the slightest of ways be validated in our pursuits. But what's interesting is that I just come back to the right ways, what gets the job done. And I've found that people rarely like that answer. I mean, I don't even like that answer. Because I want there to be the way that makes the work endurable and makes it worth it. But sometimes it's not. Perfection is understanding the formula of what it takes to make a billion-dollar film when all we really want to do is make a film. We focus on how big our audience is as opposed to connecting with one person at a time. And I think ultimately perfection is boring. We become the masked singer, hoping that people will know who we are, forever hiding our true traits in favor of acceptance. And it leads me to this question of what does it mean to be imperfect? Does it mean to lessen your standards? Because I think we can't separate our standards from perfection sometimes. But I don't think to be imperfect means that we lower our standards. I think it means you're less interested in how people perceive you and your work, that you still want to do great work, but whether it's accepted or not is okay. And when you are imperfect, I think you're focused on thriving, which, as I heard in a podcast recently, it means you are fully human, feeling it all. What a breath of relief. Allowing myself to be imperfect means that I myself can be emotional. I can have off days. I can avoid the office and climb over rocks as my spirit soars among the clouds in the sky. I can express what I think, knowing that my mind will change time and time again. I will learn to ask the questions I speak in my mind and be okay with saying the right thing at the wrong time, or even the wrong thing at the right time. I come back to Gladwell. I don't think you can be interesting if you're perfect. And I'm certain that many people disagree with me, and that's okay. But I think if something is perfect, it becomes predictable, and predictability leads to boredom. I think in order to become interesting, I have to accept all that makes me imperfect. The fact that I love to wander looking at the ground and the sky, that I would rather sit for hours in conversation than sit in an office, that in the depth of my pain, there's an understanding that I wish I could change the past and terraform the future by being a robot today. And that is what I think modern life is turning into, a very robotic existence where we have filed away the imperfections of our souls. So the question I end with is the same I started with. How do I do what is right? Instead of seeking perfection, perhaps try the route to interesting through imperfection. Be willing to make something purposefully horrible and see what happens. Try going against your programming to see what you discover about yourself, the people around you, and your work. Have a point of view. Share your work and life with yourself and with others, not just online, but in real life, because I think you'll find that you'll be okay if you aren't perfect. You might just accomplish the very things you want to if your grip on the present wasn't a chokehold. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.